This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello.
And welcome to... Hey, how's it going, nobody?
I'm good. Thank you, Aki, for doing this. And hello, guys. We are very, very happy to be here with you guys.
And this is our community hangout, Fine and Gold. Gold is produced by the Shibidos team. We have a fabulous community here in terms of gold, in terms of fine. We have a lot of great mods here, and we're going to let people come in. So we're going to take a minute or two before we begin. Welcome. I'm excited that we are having this Twitter space. We have a lot of things that we are going to participate in. So yeah, hold on for a minute or two while people come in.
Let's share this space, guys. Look alive, people.
It's great to see the room fill, man. This is nice. This is
man. We did like three spaces today, getting ready for this one.
Oh, really?
We had to talk so much shit on the other spaces. So when we join here, we look like legit. Like we will look cool. We will be more than relaxed. Like you know how we do it, man.
Yeah.
So
what we're gonna do is we're gonna have a few people from each community come up and speak. You know, as soon as more people come in, we still have people coming in, we'll begin that. We'll, you know, introduce each project, and then we'll have a couple people come up and speak, you know, 15-20 minutes each, and then we'll jump into some activities. And then we have a giveaway for Fine, which is going to involve shilling and $100 each. And then there's a giveaway, I believe, for gold as well. Is that correct, nobody?
We have actually an NFT, a crate, okay. Some Shibadosh tokens. We will talk about how we like to do it. So, yeah, that sounds good.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, so another minute or so, and then we can start, man. This is a pretty good room right now. Let's see.
This is what the space about, man. Like, this is it. We will give a warning that we have, like, our spokesman or spokeswoman. Who cares about those titles? We'll give a warning about about how we do stuff, but, like, yeah, we love it. Like, we do respect you a lot, Aki. Like, we like your energy. We like what you do in the space. Yep.
And so, you know, this Twitter space is about kind of like getting together, networking, kind of like meeting other people in the space. We both, in terms of communities, we both represent investments that we're in. And, you know, there's a lot of good people in both communities. So this is kind of like a mixer where you get to mix, you know, communities and get to know the other project. And, you know, this is also an opportunity for us to showcase our project as well. This is also a fun field because Gold has activities like trivia, et cetera, that we're going to participate in. So, yeah. So let's go ahead and get started, man. Welcome, Gold community. Welcome, Gold. Nobody believe in you. Jalif, welcome. Welcome, man. This is a great honor to host a space with you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the CBDOS community and this new project produced by them, that's a few weeks old, correct? Nobody has been in the space for a while. They're definitely a good team, good community, and a good dev. So, you know, it's great for us to kind of link up together. And, you know, first, when it comes to communities, you know, really the backbone of any project is the community. You can have the best utility in the world. You can have the best dev that can work magic and miracles. But, you know, without the community, every project can either fail or flop. So, you know, this happens in business as well. They always have a target audience. It's because people drive markets. You know, it's not the project, it's the people. So this is very important, you know, in terms of communities. We both have very strong communities. And, you know, this is this kind of helps us to get stronger. You know, the more people you know and you find better people in the space, this just makes each project stronger. So I'm definitely happy to be here with the Gold team, the Gold community, the Fine team. Fine team in terms of core members, the community. I'm a volunteer mod in Fine as well as an investor. So, you know, it's great to be here. So, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you just a tiny bit about Fine, and then I'm going to have, you know, Gold come up and speak about Gold, and then we'll have a couple speakers from each community come up, talk about it, and we'll kind of like relax. Right now it's semi-structured, but you know, this is kind of a mixer. So
go with the flow, man. Go with flow, man.
I'm trying to flow with the go. So Fine has been out a little bit more than a month. All-time high has been 30 million. This project is produced by Lord Keck, who produced Pepe, which soared to 1.9 billion in the space. You know, he comes with a lot of connections, you know, and he delivers every time, you know. But aside from the project and the dev, I would like to say that our community in Fine is spectacular. We show up every day to shill. We show up every day to just talk one another. You know, we're building that core family of what can be, you know, such a huge community in the future, a global community. We have over 20 TGs that we've already started. So if you feel like you either fit in the main chat or in one of those TGs, you have France, Canada, you know, Japan, etc. So if you feel you fit in one of those, then feel free to join those. Also, our contracts renounced, liquidity burnt, no team tokens. So, you know, do your research. Always, always, always do your own research. This is not financial advice. This is education. I'm just an investor like you. So you got to do your own research. Any projects you look into, these are both great communities. And I'm going to turn this over to you, Nobody, Believe In, or Jalif.
First of all, Aki, can you pin the contract of Fine from the main account so anyone want to go look at it?
Sure.
To find it?
Sure.
Thank you so much. But yeah, I will give it to Jalif or Believe. You know, like those English people, they feel title. Their English is better.
You see what we got to deal with every day.
Oh my God.
So thank you, everyone. Thank you for the joint community space. Just want to kind of put it out. This is what it's about, right? I'm Jaliv, one of the admins over there in the Shibadot space. But this is what it's about, just community getting together. Quick overview about our community. This is a new token. It was launched about 5 weeks ago, called the Gold Token, that's launched by the Shiba Doge Lab. It has seen its all-time high and have retraced. Like everything else, if you're interested, do your own research and decide what you want to do from here. We're not here for a sales pitch. But what we want to just talk a little bit about. So I know within the space, a lot of it come about, you know, is this the first token by the dev? You know, is this a new community? And all those questions. So I'll just spend a few minutes to kind of talk through that. So from a gold community, if you think of it, the gold is like a subset of the Shiba Doge community. And what do we mean by that? So Shiba Doge as a token, because we have another token called Shiba Doge, was launched in December 2021. And then the community started billing from that time. You can check the TGE, et cetera, to kind of see the amount of members that's there. With that, after they launch a Shiba Doge token, then they launch two NFT collection. They launch the Doge collection in February of 2022. And then they launch the what we call the Shiba connection in April 2022 too. They also launch a coin called Burn at that time. And, you know, there's several texts that were introduced within the space. We can talk more on that when they launch Burn. So again, they launch Shiba Doge, launch a couple NFTs, and then they launch the Burn token. Given the market that we're in, when you kind of look at it and say, hey, who's the best way to get people to kind of come in and understand your space? What the devs decide to do is go through, you know, kind of relook at some of the things they need to do, reiterate the launch pad and launch this gold token. And then we used to have a lot of AMAs, etc. But we've been, you know, on the space, and thanks, you know, Aki and others for joining us. We've been on the space, you know, just kind of grinding, do our things, let everybody kind of know about it. And one of the days, I don't know if Aki was in the conversation, but we just kept talking and say, you know, we're all trying to do the same thing, right? Other communities, whether it be NFT projects, etc. We're all trying to do the same thing. And our aim is basically to get communities to look on good devs, good community, and good projects. And we're like, what's the best way to do that? Just go to the community that we know that people are a part of and just have these joint space where we're not trying to sell anything. We're not trying to, you know, have anybody in any pressure tactics or anything like that, just to have fun, that we can understand the community, have some, you know, some questions answered, give us opportunities where we can ask more questions and then go from there. Aki, back over to you or Believe or nobody, if there's anything there that I missed.
Hey, man. Let's go. This is fun. This is a lady that has fine gold, baby. Let's go. Yeah, for sure. So for those that are just joining, if you haven't retweeted the space, let's go ahead and do that. As the gold community, we like to put out some general announcement. We have fun. Or spaces, if you're having a bad day and you just want a good belly laugh, listen, just come join us, listen to us. You don't have to buy the token, participate. It's all up to you. We are just a fun-loving community. Sometimes we say something, for example, our co-host, give him a follow. He will just take you, your personal self, and he'll make it your entire country's problem. So,
oh my God, you are a hater, man.
Oh my goodness,
you just I have Aki. I will choose Aki as my witness.
Is there any HR in the house?
I'm great.
We need HR.
So we're gonna need a fire. But listen. What we say in this space is really to have fun. Is not financial advice. Is not marriage advice. Is not divorce advice. We're just here in crypto. We're here to unite, and we're here to have fun.
I will talk about yourself. I'm wise. Everything I give, I say is golden.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. See what I mean? But yeah, the Shiba Doge community was started by five devs. They were friends before. Then they become multimillionaires through the Doge project and the Shiba project. And they didn't like what they were seeing as infighting. And so that's when they started the Shiba Doge token, which is the mother token for the ecosystem. Jalive already talked about the other things that we have, but the Shiba Doge token hit, what, 250, 260 million market cap. The Burn token hit 22 or so market cap, and our gold is still in its infancy. So it's up to you. We're not saying a buy. We're just sharing about what's in our community. Our community is the first to do what is called EFT, baby. If you don't know what EFT, let me tell you. EFT is you have your NFTs and you don't like the eyes, you change it. You don't like the weapon they have, you change it. And that's what they're doing. They're creating new things, new paradigm. It's not just JPEG on a page anymore. They're just trying to do new things. So check them out. Never know what you may find there. Let's go, baby. Go, Eki. Back over to you.
Hey, nice, thank you, Believe. Nice. Yeah, it's gold and Shiba Doge are long-term projects in this space. Great team, great dev, great mods, great community. Just like Fine, we have a great community, great project, great dev. He's got experience in the space. So what I want to do now is I want to have a couple of people from the Fine community come up. If you're comfortable, go ahead and say a couple of words about yourself, about the community, about the project. Please, if you want to come up and speak, please feel free to put your hand up.
And while someone is coming up, Eki, I need to give props to the Fine community. They are very active. They are very funny. They are laid down. Like, they are fine technically. Like, the name suits them, to be honest. like we have a lot of community members that are holders of Fine. They like the vibe there. Like, they are relevant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They are active. Like, they are not just waiting for the devs to do everything. And I like it because I see you doing community spaces. That's it's all about. Like, you, there is life for that community.
You know where it comes from, Nobody? It's because, you know, this project checks the boxes for me, man. And, you know, there's a lot of projects you can invest in that don't have a dev present or, you know, end up being a rug or end up being a scam. And, you know, I've been through all that. And, you know, it's not just the technicals. You know, you got the renounce and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into that. You have to do your own research, check out the Twitter space as well as, you know, the Telegram. But it's that. It's the dev. He comes with experience. He's got connections in the space. He's demonstrated those. And then it's the community, man. I'm really creating some great bonds here with people in here. You know, we're figuring out our TG. And, you know, as we continue to work every day together, because we have money invested in this project, we work together and we are growing together. We're getting to know one another. We are contributing in so many different ways. I contribute my Twitter spaces and my time in volunteer moderating because I'm an investor and a community member. Other people make videos, other people make memes. So it's great to see people kind of capitalize on their strengths and contribute to the community. We're stronger together, not just by ourselves, you know? So I think I really kind of feel that. And I just want to support my investment in the community at the same time. And this is how you do it, man. This is how you make things grow in terms of yourself, in terms of your investment, in terms of the people, because, you know, it's really about connections in the space, networking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know?
And for me, it's like the people that I connect with, in my terms, they have to be, people that are visible. I know their character and, you know, we understand what we want to bring to the space. And that's good projects, man. You want to shine a light on good projects. And, you know, we do the best we can on that. You know, there's risk in everything. But, if you can identify good people in the space and you can bring good into the space, because the narrative in the media is that all of crypto is a scam. It's not the case. There's so many good people out here and good projects. And, you know, as we grow as communities, we get to link up with other good communities and we help the space grow into something more than what the media keeps reiterating to the public at large. The people that aren't in crypto, the people in crypto, yeah, we agree there's a lot of scams out there, but there's a lot of good projects out there. And that's what we're here for, man. We're linking up with a good project like Gold, the community, and also the moderators and the team, man. This is an exciting first step, to branch out and understand that we have something good to give back to the community.
I will go further than that. Like, yeah, we want to make money. That's 100% true. But knowing new people, make those connections, are worth much more for the long run. Like, you will never know where your next money coming from. And from those community spaces, I'm not talking about the AMAs with the devs. I'm not talking about like legit Twitter spaces. Like you did join our space and you saw how we do stuff. 4 months ago, 5 months ago, we didn't know each other that fine. Like, we couldn't joke about each other. Like, it was like so formal. But now we know each other. Like, we have a good number of 100 people know each other. Like, legit, they create those connections. They make money together. Like, you cannot pay for stuff like that. And especially if the devs are doing their thing, the community need to pull out their weight. Like, the Shiba Doge devs gave to the community more than $1.5 million in giveaways. That's crazy.
And then now, just to add to that, now Aki and everyone here within Finer Gold, we have someone where there's, you know, we'll filter out the fake ones, but if we get a real DM from any of you guys to say we need help or we need whatever, you know, we got each other's back. And that's the only way we can do it, is just to build up that trust, which we've been doing. And we got to give you credit, Aki, for jumping in and listening to our craziness for a few times. And when we reach out, I mean, you were like, yeah, just let's do it. No questions asked. We're like, he's going to ask us a bunch of questions. You're like, no, let's go. We're like, okay.
Send me your paper.
you know what it is because you're, you know, a great group of people, man. I can't deny that. I mean, it's the synergy that you guys have when you're in your spaces, man. It's refreshing because you know one another and you can joke to a certain extent, you know, with different things. So it's refreshing to have that, man. It's community. It's showing up every day and being able to bond with the other person with common things, you know. So it's cool, man.
Hey, David, how are you, man?
Hey, guys, what's going on? How y'all doing today? Thank you for holding.
What's up, David?
Oh, okay, go ahead,
man. Get some voices, get some new connections, network a little bit. I'm going to add everybody up on stage here. So everybody who's down there who wants to say a word, I'm not going to be saying too much because my wife is ready to take my time here.
She owns you. She deserves it.
David, you almost gave me a heart attack. Hold on. I thought you said your wife is about to deliver. I was like, what?
I know.
What the heck? It's happening.
Yeah.
Do not name him. Nobody.
No, you.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Being in crypto, it's sometimes you gotta give your partner the time that they deserved. But yeah, it's just my time. It's nothing else there. Nice to meet everybody.
Listen, David. I'm sorry to give you an advice from someone called nobody. If you are good, your partner should get the most benefit from it. Like, I'm a stranger. Why are you going to spend
single.
Time
How
with
are you
me?
Giving relationship advice?
You don't know my life. You are not my father. What is wrong with you, man? I'm being wise here, man. Like, you need to take it to the bank.
That's why you're single.
Oh my goodness. Can we stay on track, man?
Yes.
Oh,
please,
my God.
Please.
Okay, let David finish. We can't give so much trouble. We're new. It's our first time.
Yeah, oh my God. Thank you, David. Please speak, David. Thank you.
I'm just gonna play I got like three clips that are like 2 minutes each of Lord Keck here, the developer I find, which I think that if people listen to his voice, they'll get a little bit of the energy coming from everybody listening in. So I'm going to play a couple clips. It's like two minutes, and I'm going to put a little background music so you guys could be entertained.
There you go, brother.
I got.
Thank you, David. We appreciate you, man.
This is fine. I'm okay with the events that are unfolding currently. That's okay. Things are going to be okay.
Where the whole family is here, like, trust me, guys, once the formal train starts, it's going to be like, it's going to be historical. Like, for the guys who were here from the beginning of the project, you guys know, once we start running, we run like Usain Bolt. You know, like, we run fast. Not Lamborghini, but Honda Civic. But look, guys, all jokes aside, I know everyone is, you know, looking forward to hearing, like, more news and stuff and more details, you know. Everyone, I'm sure, like, most of you here are practicing the meme. You know, we all feel fine. We bottomed out, you know, a couple times now, like 10 times we bottomed out. And there's only one way from here, you know, just like how from a fire, the heat only can rise, right? The heat will never fall down. So the same way, like, the chart is in a position right now where, like, it can only rise, you know, and we have just literally, like I mentioned, everything we're trying to do at the right time, you know. We don't want to waste any ammo. So it's like World War III, you know. We don't want to use all our bullets and then not use them at the right time. For everyone who has been in the space for a long time, you know that the sentiment and the narrative and the timing of everything, you know, is big, right? In the meme coin space, especially when it's like a small market cap, everything has to be deployed perfectly. So everyone who is sticking along for the journey, like, trust me, guys, if you're here for the bottom, then you're the one who deserve to be here with us for the next few legs up, right? We have a lot still coming in the works. Everything we talked about previously is still coming, you know, like, it's not going anywhere. So to start off, I just want to give, like, everyone a big shout out, you know, for being here with us, like, during the lows. You know, like I said in earlier of the voice chat, Uniswap volume is at an all-time low, but it's been the case now for, like, all of September. You know, since 2021, it has not been this low. But that did not stop us from, you know, still creating a huge wave. We get over, like, 5,000 holders. You know, I don't even have to say what we did. You guys know, like, you know, a lot of you were here for the journey. Some of you joined a little late after the first journey. But, like I said, I think it's safe to conclude, like, chapter one of Fine is, you know, finally complete. And we can start moving into chapter two. Right, like I said, guys, there is still a lot more CEX already locked in that don't require any extra work from my side. I just did want to deploy them. Like, a lot of you, you know, may not understand, like, if you're new to the space and stuff, but you know, sometimes, like, you have to deploy things at the perfect time, otherwise they won't have the same effect, you know, that it could have if it was to be saved for, like, 4 days after or 1 hour earlier, etc. So, you know, we're big on the timing of everything and, like, rolling it out at the right time and stuff. So everything that you guys are looking forward to is still coming, you know. So I'm going to go over a few specific points.
All right, I'm going to cut it there. I got some more clips. If I'm back here, I'll play some. That's just a couple.
Thanks so David. Much, David. Thank you. Like, listen, anyone that has a Russian accent, I will take him seriously.
What? That's it's not me. Russian.
There you go. Get yourself in trouble already.
It's not Russian.
I will be the judge on it. Like, I already give you a key that you are from France because of that tea. Like,
bonjour,
I have, like...
Jamal. No, nobody shame on you. Like, you are an Arab guy and the accent is Arabic. Like, there's no doubt.
I know.
Shame on you, Russian. Nobody.
Oh my god, that's why you joined, man, to make me look bad. What a hater, man.
I don't know how you get
it. Oh, man.
But, like, let me say something. Everyone here listening, please be safe. Thank you so much, Ichmas. That's our Ichmas is like our lucky charm. Unless it's night, then it's not. But please be safe. If you are minting, you are buying a project, do not be lazy. Create a new wallet. Right. Do it the right way. Do it safe. If you want to lose your shit, be lazy. Spend that extra $5 and be safe. We saw, like, some crazy numbers we lost And then he comes crying or go to report those NFTs. That's not going to help you.
And just,
right. just do it.
One other thing just to add before Aki bring up the other person is when we're in this space, you probably get people contact you, either fake me or others to say you win stuff. If you do, I know Aki will kind of navigate you guys how to get it. So don't fall for those. Got a lot of low-life people out there trying to steal your stuff, try to steal your phone. Fine, trying to steal your gold. Don't fall for it. Anything seem too good to be true normally is. And we're saying it because we've had community members that have fall for it and they've lost all their crap. So I know we're in the space, we're having fun, but you have some other people out there with not good intentions and all they're trying to do is to get your crap. So be careful. Go ahead, Aki.
Right, exactly. And thank you for those words of experience and you know, good words in the space, because we also want to provide something that we may have gone through to new community members, new people to the crypto space. You have to be careful in this space because there are people that want to separate you from your bag or from your investment or from, you know, whatever's in your wallet. So do not click on links that are not provided by the community. People will be in your DMs asking, oh, so what do you think about Fine? Or what do you think about gold? You know, you don't have to engage those people. You can always ask, you know, core members or, you know, moderators on how to handle those situations. You know, also, you know, whenever you have a link that's dropped in the chat that is not dropped by moderators or by, you know, somebody that's very familiar to you in the space, then you definitely want to be cautious. And the moderators will take that out as quickly as possible. But, you know, that's just something to think about if you're new in a space. And if you're not new in a space either, it can happen. You know, a lot of things happen in the space. But, you know, as we grow in experience and as we grow in a network, I personally want to provide that to you as much as I can in my, you know, limited span of knowledge. There could be somebody else that could give you more knowledge on what to do and what not to do. So just like you said, create a new wallet. So, you know, whatever you want to buy in terms of a token doesn't jeopardize what you already have. You know, this way it separates you from that current investment that you have. So, yeah, that's good advice, man. You know, and thank you for that. Let's see. Can we have a speaker from Gold come up, which would be great, from the community?
Oh, absolutely. Who want to speak? We don't have those kind of problems, man. Like, you witnessed that. Like, I keep shouting, shut up. Like, one time, I got muted on my own space, man. That's how crazy it is.
Let me see.
Yeah, okay.
So, oh, my Lord. Who you want to bring up?
Oh, my God. Hey, Queen. You want to speak?
Oh, hey, we almost I see killed Concrete him. In the building. He's one of our OGs as well.
Hey, Concrete, let me invite him. He has always something to say. You know those British, they have that accent. Oh, my God, this space is recorded, Aki. You are trying to get me in trouble.
Exactly. We have this on record now.
Oh, okay? My God, I forget to look, man. Oh, my God. You are trying. But, like, till someone comes up, man.
Yeah.
Everyone, to both communities, go out there, create those connections, join spaces. Don't think I need to make, like, if I join this space, I'm going to make money right now. No, go there, make those connections, target the quality over quantity, man. Like you will never know. Like, Concrete, that guy, you must follow him. That's just a fact. He's from British, but don't take it against him. That's life. Go ahead, Concrete. How are you, man?
Yes, I was just coming up to say you're probably the most racist person I know in crypto.
Well,
that's a fact.
Of the things we don't have, Aki, is to get our community to shut up. So we're going to just set an outline. So Concrete, I think he just wanted a high-level overview about the Shiba Doge community, and then we'll get into our crap. So just give him some high level and what you think. You speak
your experience,
about the admin stocking.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
For those who aren't aware, Sheep Doge is obviously a legendary project, I'll say. And the reason I'm using that terminology is just because of the time it's been around. It's been around for over 2 years. It launched on Christmas Eve 21. So that's quite a long time. And it's obviously launched at the tail end of a bear market and thrived initially. And obviously being hit by the bear market, like all projects have, it's had quite a large correction, but it's starting to rebound. The community have stayed strong throughout the whole time. The core team have definitely worked throughout the whole time. So it's like, it's one of the communities that I've got like close in my heart, to be honest, for me personally. So maybe my opinions are slightly biased, but I joined the Sheba Doze community, I'd say it was probably about February 22. Met all these guys in our VC. We used to have like 24, well, we still do. We still have 24-hour VCs, but obviously with the bear market, things have quietened down. But it's quite a vibrant community where the core team are always listening. They're always willing to take on board suggestions. For the two-year period, they have done weekly AMAs. Well, twice weekly AMAs, and I think they've only missed a handful over that two-year period. They're definitely building. They've been developing some new and unique utilities, mainly in the NFT market. But they're definitely looking out for the community's interests. So Sheba Doze as a project itself has a, it's one of the older projects, so its tax system slightly different than the modern day tokens, which generally have under 5%. It's got 15% tax, which percentage of 5% of that is reflections for community members. A percentage of that goes to LP, and then another percentage obviously goes for driving forward developments and marketing the project with their new token, a sister token, as I like to call it, Gold. That's a zero tax token. Brand new launched, under 3 months, I'm going to call it new. But yeah, the community is definitely thriving, and everyone's working together. It's a united community where everyone just likes to have a joke and a laugh. Like, anyone's welcome to come and join in. But yeah, it's definitely a community that people should definitely have a look into. And I'm not saying that as financial advice. I'm not saying go and buy the project. Obviously do your own research if that's what you want to do, but yeah, definitely come and engage with the community, because everyone's definitely welcoming. And in terms of Fine, I know you asked me to come up and speak about Gold. I did actually see Fine quite early, and I have to say that I did enjoy my time in the community. I used to just listen in. I was quite busy at the time, so I'd just sit in there and listen in, and it seems to be a very vibrant community. Barely established project now. It's been out for a little while. And yeah, it's definitely growing. I think both projects have massive upsides in the coming weeks, months, years. But just like everything, it all takes time. And I heard you was talking about timing with these things. With crypto, you just never know what's around the corner. Like today, things might be quiet. But tomorrow, there could just be a 10x spike out of nowhere. And then rather than people asking, buy the dip, people be asking, why pump? Which I find crazy, but that's just the way the market works. But yeah.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, Iki. Yeah. Can I just add to that?
Sure.
I just want to say, why did I join crypto? I've only been in crypto for just over a year now, so I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I'm still getting to know new community. But one thing I learned really early on is that there's a lot of scam out there. I mean, the scam ratio is over 90%, and Jalive has the numbers that he shares with us, and honeypots, right? So if you want to get me triggered, just say the word honeypot, because I seem to be stuck in one.
You are a millionaire
and can't cash it
I'm
out.
I'm a millionaire, except I can't cash it out. So if you want to get me triggered, just say that. But one thing I did learn, Sheba Doze, my first community, is that the devs are honest, they're trustworthy, they say what they do what they say. It could be a little late, but that's okay, they want to get it right. For example, with the launch of the Gold token, they had a competition for a Gold Bitcoin that's worth over $2,000. I have it pinned in the space. So no, but seriously, you want, he identified, checked to verify it's the right person communicating, and they sent the ETH, and I could do anything that I want with it, but I honored what it was for, which is being the owner of a gold Bitcoin. So this is amazing. The devs, if they do something, if they have a competition, if they reward the community, and they've given away over $1.5 million back to the community, and I'm a recipient of that, so I can attest to their credibility and their honesty and just wanting.
Yeah, keep
that.
Rubbing it in. We know I'm, you win.
I'm very happy that we won. Believe, like this relationship is 50-50. So
he said, we.
Exactly. He's realizing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So it's great to have you come up and speak concrete, and it's great to have you tell about your success. Believe in us and only your success.
You got the point, Ducky.
Yes. Oh my
yes,
God.
I do. Yes, I do.
And I thought we are friends, man.
We are, man. I just got to tell it like it is, though.
So Aki, I got to call up one of our other community members. King here, sure, that sure. Is not bringing him up. I don't know if he can speak. He's probably sleeping and he's on, but he's been chilling. He was chilling fine to us from early. He was saying that.
No, he was. Listen, Jalif, don't lie. He wasn't chilling. Technically, he was fudding us, but I was like, listen, King, I'm going to ban you. I swear. He was like, it's fine, man. Plus, he's adding those GIF like a dog in the middle of the fire. I was like, this is fine. But this is a message to all the admins in Fine or in Shiba Doge or in Gold. Be nice to the normies. Be nice to the civilians.
Whatever, man.
Because you wouldn't know. Because you wouldn't know, most like some of our most believers on the ecosystem were fathers at one point. Even Sunny got banned, like legit. Like that guy is our moon boy. Like you know him, Aki. Like that guy, you cannot make him shut up. Right. And banned
that's
him.
That's not true. That's not true. I didn't mean to say right. But
no, you can't get him to shut up. But what I would say is just, you know, King has brought us Fine. He was telling us about Fine. He was creatively either soft shilling Fine, but he was telling us about it, tell us what he liked about it. And, you know, so we've been hearing about it for quite some time. And, you know, we just got to give you guys love for keep working.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
No matter what the charities, you guys still seem to be doing your stuff. And that's why we're saying it's all about the community. But you guys do have a spokesperson. Yeah. I don't know if he's officially spokesperson, but when he finds good thing, he brings it to us.
Right. So here, let me jump in here. And yeah, Fine looks like he wants to speak. But before he speaks, I want to say that our chart and me, it has a correction as well. But you know, that's healthy. That's healthy. It's good to kind of have the chart reflect what the community is. You have those people that believe in the project, that understand what the vision and the potential of it is, and that's the reflection of the chart. Now, the only way you can go is up, because you have people that believe in the project that aren't day traders, that aren't just looking to do those 2Xs. So, you know, always check out, you know, truly what the reflection of the chart is. But so we have Fine. We're going to have he or she speak first. And then we have Deer Hunter in here. How's it going? Go ahead, Fine. How's it going?
I'm fine. And I'm better now. This space is amazing. You guys are really cool and fun. And this is what crypto should be about also. You know, people having fun and joining forces in good vibes and not fighting against each other. Good projects should support each other. Meme coins should support each other. Because, you know, all the elite in crypto is always bashing meme coins, though they are on the top 10 coins all the time. So I think these spaces are really to be repeated, I would say. It's amazing. I'm loving it. And also, I'll be digging into gold for sure. Also, I want to say just one thing is that besides these giveaways in this space, I have a giveaway in Twitter, in X space, for Halloween, meme contest. And I want to give those coins, you know, I want to give fine coins to people. I don't want to keep them to myself. I have in a separate wallet that I want to give them. And if I cannot give them, I may as well burn them because I'm not going to keep it. So please go and try to, you know, participate, have fun, make some cool, you know, meme or image about Halloween and fine. And, you know, I want to give it. I want to give it to someone, please.
Hey, fine. Can you pin that tweet here in the space?
I don't know what to do. Honestly, I don't know what to do. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Just
I'll find out.
Pin it and we'll promote it for you, too.
If you just tag me, I'll help you pin it. Just I just followed you, so just tag me with it so I can pin it for you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Believe in you.
Absolutely.
Hey there, Hunter. At least you are not a vegan.
In the space. You guys got your voice.
We do. Hey.
We have Deer Hunter.
Yes, Deer Hunter is here. Welcome, Deer Hunter. How have you been, man? Come up to the space. The mic is yours.
Hey, guys. Let me get my mic.
Deer Hunter.
Yeah, he's fixing his mic.
He's, I think
I thought
he's
was
sunny.
In the UK,
he's
like
sunny,
sunny and never
group.
Have good reception or something.
Oh my god, you had to go there. You know this space is recorded, right?
No, I'm playing English.
All right. Hey, fine. Can you mute yourself?
Sure.
Thank you. Believe if you go to her account, you should see that giveaway on her feed. That way you can pin it here.
I just did. So if you look up on the Jumbotron right now,
thank you.
Fine. Just confirm that I have the right one pinned here. And I'm always looking to build my fine gold bag. Just
oh
saying.
My God. I know you are a gold digger.
You gotta be nice. You can't be gold digging in all baby. Spaces.
Oh my God. This woman is a vampire.
Befitting of the giveaway. Let's go.
Oh my God.
All right, it's pinned, so confirm. If I have the wrong one, just let me know.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Crypto Queen, you should come up and go ahead and speak while we're waiting for Deer Hunter to fix his microphone.
Yeah, Queen, do not snitch. What happened this morning?
What happens in our space stays in our space. He's just asking you to talk about the community.
Oh, stay in gold community, stay in gold community.
Okay.
Leave it there, okay?
Oh, my God.
This guy here.
How are you, Queen?
I'm doing okay. I'm blessed.
Yeah, so you can speak a little bit about the community. That's what we're focusing on, Queen. You know, why you like it. That type
what
of
is
stuff.
Your experience?
What's your experience
yeah.
with us crazy folks?
Okay, I've been here for a minute. They launched in December, and I came in maybe 2 or 3 months after they launched. So I've just been in this community. They've been great. They loving people, caring. It's not all about just the, you know, space that we in. It's about the community, and they very great with everybody. So I just love it here. They like family to me, you know?
That's great, Crypto Queen. I mean, that's what we really appreciate in the space is, you know, building those bonds and connections, man. After a while, you get to know people in the space, you know.
Oh, I can guarantee she knows people, man. Listen, Aki, I doxed myself to this girl, man. Listen, I blessed her today with my face.
Yourself.
I'm just saying, man. Like, people should be happy.
I'm sorry, my phone started ringing. I ain't know how to get back in the car. Oh, really?
Oh my God! Just,
so now you're laughing
just
at me.
Go
I had
out.
A cord. I ain't know how to get it out.
You're back.
I'm going to mute you. Just take your.
Not nice. Okay. So to kind of push this along because we know that people have busy schedules. Deer Hunter, if your mic is okay, you can come up and talk.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes. Good.
Awesome.
Welcome, man. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for hosting the space again today. I almost missed it.
Of course, man.
Got tied up, so I do apologize for that. I do want to check in the room, and, you know, I'm not really a chart person, so I don't really like to look at the chart. You have to remember one thing. Sometimes the chart doesn't reflect the community, if that makes sense. So sometimes, you know, you can have a really, really strong community and your chart just really not be where you want it to be, as we can see right now. But make no mistake, guys, there's been a lot of noise made in this space by this community. And I really want to touch on something, because if you look at most successful, I heard a statement yesterday and it really made me think about the fine community probably a little more than I've really ever thought about it. Someone was talking about a project with a utility can be everything. You know, you can have the best utility and offer the best services in the world, like Apple, you know, just go naming some of your top brand icons, if you will, computer systems, you know, phones, laptops, whatever it may be, and look at the brand. Okay. But what makes those stand out? Everybody wants to buy an iPhone. Why? Because the community wants it. Apple's nothing without people to buy their product. You know, if you look at this, you can have the best of everything and launch it. But if you don't have a community, then you don't have anything at all. And what I'm looking at it fine, it's every day too. If you notice, the community continues to step up. They continue to get stronger. And the chart grows. So it grows with your community. At some point, we'll outgrow the infinite stage where we're at, and it's just going to explode. The fundamentals of this project never changed. You know, this project will always be home to me. Yes, I may dab into a project here and there and look at some Degen stuff. I'm a Degen trader by heart. I really am. I've been in it so long. So there is some potatoes out there that I do throw a few dollars into. But to me, fine is home. You know, it's the grassroots of what I like to see in this DeFi space. And I love to see the community that has been really formed here since I've actually even been in here. You know, there was a few people that just set the stage, and, you know, shout out to Effect and Akai, you know, some of these people really made this project stand out in a lot of ways. And I want to give you guys props, because you're showing up every day, and what it takes for a token to be successful. And you guys have heard me say this multiple times. You're never going to get paid if you don't show up. Crypto's like a job. You can go to work every day and you expect a paycheck at the end of the week. But one thing you have to do to get your paycheck is you have to show up for work, or nobody's going to pay you. And crypto's no different. As a community, you have to show up. If you want your bags to grow, it's a proven fact that the dev can give you the best utility in the world. He can have all the connections in the world. But if nobody knows about your project and your community's not supporting you, you don't have anything. So you have to show up in order for your bags to grow. And this statement stands true. If you go back and look at the strongest tokens in this space, don't look at the market cap. Look at the communities. Because at the end of the day, only thing that matters with a token is a community. I would rather get in a really strong community versus any kind of utility whatsoever. Because at the end of the day, a community is a utility. Regardless of how you look at it in this space, the best thing that you have going for you in any token out here is if you have a strong community and you have people that actually believe in what they're pushing. And what I mean by that is we're pushing fine because we believe in the narrative. We believe in, you know, what happened with Pepe, $20 million was stole by the developers. Okay, that's fine. But think about what I just said. It's fine. It's probably one of the most memeables. And I know that's not a word, guys, so don't start laughing at me.
But it's okay, man.
The marketing that is set forth from the word fine, it's used in your everyday life. I mean, you probably say this word 20 to 30 times a day and don't even realize it. So things that we can do as a community to market this token is absolutely crazy, because there's not another token in this space that I look at that I can see that can be marketed on all different angles. Now, take Lord Keck. Guys, we depend on him for many things. But at the end of the day, I want to stress this because it's really important to me. And I think me and Akai have had this conversation. You can't really depend on Lord Keck all the time. At some point, as a community, we have to step up as a community and kind of take the bull by the horns, if you will. And just like hosting this space, you know, we need to be out here stepping up, pushing and working for our bags, because at the end of the day, we are what matters. A community is what matters. Each and every individual in here, you could have found somewhere else to be today. I promise you. But guess what? You showed up. And if we continue to show up in this space and we continue to do everything that we're doing the right way and we don't take no for an answer, guess who wins? We do. At the end of the day, we win. No matter what, if we show up, we're going to reap the benefits from it. Guys, sometimes you got to put a little bit of effort in if you want to see the fruits of your labor. I mean, honestly, it comes down to how bad do you want it? You know, most of these communities that are really successful, it's because they are driven and they're hungry and they want to achieve that financial freedom. How do you achieve financial freedom? It's getting out here in the highways and byways. It's telling people about the project. It's relentlessly, you know, nonstop exposure, telling somebody. It doesn't matter who you tell. It doesn't matter if you're on Facebook and a 90-year-old grandma sees it. Maybe she wants to know what fine is. Think about it. You see some kid on there, 10-year-old, maybe they want to know what fine is. It's about exposure for the brand. And at the end of the day, Lord Keck is one person, but we have 9,000 members in our Telegram. Think about it for a moment. We're 9,000 members strong. Now, taking those 9,000 soldiers out there, if you put Lord Keck out here on the battlefield and you stick one lonely soldier out there, they're going to chop his head off. But take 9,000 soldiers and put around him and think about the magnitude of what we can do. So, and I only say this, guys, because I know we stress on saying we need Lord Keck, we need Lord Keck, we need Lord Keck. But to be honest with you, in fairness, guys, we need each other more than we need a dev. We need to be standing behind one another. Whether a guy's having a bad day, I'm having a bad day, you know, we should be lifting one another up, pushing one another, say, hey, man, did you throw that tweet out today? Did you tell somebody? Not in a negative way, guys, but in a positive segment. If we bring positive vibes to our room all the time, that's where people's going to want to kick it with us. If we're always a Debbie Downer and we're always showing negativity, the last thing new people want to see when they come into a room is all the negativity. So if you're positive and you bring those positive vibes, people want to kick with you. They want to be a part of this. And make no mistake about it, at some point when our chart breaks loose, our room's going to flood with new individuals. We're going to have new people coming in to pass that torch off to, if you will. But right now, we're in the early stages, and yes, we have to do some legwork. But when those new people come in, guys, they'll start to take some of that legwork from us so we can kind of sit back, because we're the OGs of this project. I mean, we're here from the start. We're helping make fine what fine is. And it takes a little effort on our part and a little bit of hard work. But guys, at the end of the day, as long as we show up, we win no matter what. So I'll pass the mic over and let someone else talk for a minute.
Thank you, dear Hunter. You have given a mouthful, man. And I always enjoy hearing you speak, man, because you're inspirational, man. I'm just cutting straight to the chase, man. You put words together very nice.
Well, and I appreciate it, man. I'll tell you, and it's because of you guys. I show up every day, to be honest with you, in fairness. And that goes to show you the kind of vibes that you all put off is I show up because of you guys as a community. To be honest with you, I was going to launch my own project. Some of you even know this. And I got into fine. And when I did, I've met some really good individuals in here that I really just wanted to vibe with. And I enjoyed being around, you know, we enjoyed really good conversations. You know, if you sit down and think about it for a minute, I can tell you where most of you work at. You know what I mean? I know pretty much know your schedules and stuff. You guys know me. You know my schedules. I mean, you know, I'm hunting and stuff right now. I've been on a break. I'll be active back in the room tomorrow, so or later today, actually. But, I mean, we're getting to know one another. And, guys, that's the most important part about a project. When you take a group of individuals and they can really hit it off like that and they get to know one another, you're building something that's much more than just a project now. You're building, you're unifying an army. And when you unify an army, you can't stop them. And that's what we have here at FINE. We have an army, and we're not stopping. We've got 9,000 soldiers strong that we're putting on the front lines. And, guys, make no mistake about it. When we blast, we're going to make a statement in this space. And not to discredit Lord Keck or no one else, but it's going to be because we showed up every day and we supported our dev from the start. And if we'll continue to support him and support one another.
Thank you, man.
Well said. Well said, man. Listen, Aki. Communities without people like their Hunter, man.
Yeah, man.
Not just because he's not vegan, I like him, but the way he talks, like the way he loves his community. That's why those communities survive, yep. Man. And we have a lot of people like that. That like we have like someone like Roof in our community. He's always in the VC, man. 24 hours, yeah. He's there. He's a bot there. You need people like Deer Hunter. Right. I love to see communities. I know him from another community, Deer Hunter. Like he's well spoken. He's a good dude to listen to be honest. So thank you, Deer Hunter.
And there's a little saying though, and I thank you guys for bringing it up. It just says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I know all of us that are in this space, we're not trying to look for that little, you know.
Say that again, July, so I could write it down. Can you say that again and go slower?
You want me to post it or pin it or say it in another language now?
Why is she messing with you?
Hey, guys, just for those that are listening, let me tell you guys. We joke a lot in our space, right? So don't we're just joking with each other. But I'll repeat. It says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And we're trying to go far. We're trying to take these projects to heights that can make changes for a lot of us. And that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, thank both community. Thanks every community for keep showing up, working every day in your own way. I mean, some people are not visible on Twitter, but they're answering questions. And I know it happened in FINE, and I know it happened in our community. So just keep doing the grind, and I know Deer Hunter and others will support, man. It will pay off in the end. Yeah. It's kind of a little rough going through it, but it will pay off to make the changes we're looking for.
Thank you, Jalif, and I appreciate your words, man. And here's, you know, we're going to move this right along. I haven't talked about this with nobody at Jalif, but, you know, the space won't go on forever. But, you know, maybe another half hour or so, we're going to have some activities that Gold is going to give us. But before we do that, I want to say that FINE, the project, will be having a giveaway here. So these are the terms of the giveaway if you're listening right now. The terms of the giveaway are you have to create a post with some image of FINE on it with either the dog in the fire or whatever. That post has to have hashtags like FINE, crypto, anything to attract attention. You have to tag three friends and create that post. And when you create that post, I will pick five random participants. That means you have to take a screenshot or give me the link for the post and your wallet address. That's where how it's going to go, okay? So you have to create a post with the FINE image, something that you know about FINE that is in front of you, because this is a very common word. Make sure you put hashtags in there to help it get trending. You can also put the Twitter account and the TG. As long as it has at least three of these components, you have to have the image, tag three friends, and you have to use the hashtags. Okay. So it has to be a good tweet. Make sure you send me the link. You can DM it here in Twitter or you can drop it in the TG. It doesn't matter to me. And just make sure you have the link and your wallet address. And I'm going to award 5 random participants. That's it. And you can take it over, nobody.
No, I'm fine with the way this space is going. We are not going to push it. We are not going to force it. Like the same way we do our spaces.
We go with the flow.
Sometimes we talk 3 hours about aliens. And if they come, are they going to kidnap, believe or not? Sometimes we play games. Sometimes
why
we listen to music.
Because she's a gold.
Listen,
maxi,
it's
need,
why is it?
Because here's what we're doing.
It's a love hate relationship.
Hold on,
like,
let me answer that. We're trying to get rid of our competition, Aki, and none of our gold members can get rid of her. So we want somebody else to.
Oh my goodness! And it's recorded too, man. We got you.
I don't know why you act like surprised, Aki. Like you know what you are doing when you said yes.
Oh man,
but listen, Aki, this is how we want to do the giveaway. I'm not going to ask you a question and don't think too much about it, just go with the flow. All right,
HMath has his hand up. Nobody,
all right, let HMath ask his questions first. Nobody,
what's up, HMath?
I think even alien don't want Billy.
Oh my God! I know it's going to say something bad.
Oh wow! You're going deep with this now, huh? What the heck?
Oh my God! Listen, HMath. This space is recording, man. I don't
it's
know what you are doing.
HMath, I'll get you tomorrow. That's okay.
But yeah, Aki, I want to ask you: who are the most active 2 community members on the Fine community?
Oh,
just
man,
they need to be here.
Send us to it. That's all
lot,
we need you to do.
that's a lot of people, man. Anybody here right now, they're active.
No, just give me 2 names, man. Don't give me a politician answer, man. Have some respect,
man.
All
right,
nobody. I know we do it a little different.
What's up?
Put me in that
position.
So
here's what we're going to do, Aki. You talk among yourselves.
No, someone who support the spaces, the community spaces, that's the one we are looking for.
Give us 2 okay. names, talk among yourselves, and that's all we need. By the end of the space.
Let's see. Well, you know, I have to get somebody up here who wants to speak. I mean, Fine's already up here. FX, if he wants to speak as well, you know. So
fine is our first. The girl who is making the giveaway, that's
right.
A good choice.
FX, if you're available, you can step up as well. If not, I'll pick a proxy.
That's good. So fine, we are giving you a Shiba Doge NFT. So this the ecosystem on the Shiba Doge. We have the first collection. It's called the Doge Army. And
Whoa.
We have the second collection. It's the Shiba Army. If you own those 2 NFTs, you can breed them and get a Shiba Doge NFT for free. And those Shiba Doge NFTs, the whole ecosystem, the 3 NFTs, we have something called Warzone. Every time you deploy them, you get stuff. The Shiba Doge tokens, the Burn tokens, God knows what any other tokens next season. We already did 3 seasons. But the funny thing about the Shiba Doge, believe, can you help me here and explain how much they are different from any other collection?
So listen, so we like you said, we have the Shiba NFT, we have the Doge NFT, and you combine them to get the Shiba Doge Army NFT, right? So what this means is that you put them in this breeder. Well, I can't believe I'm saying this on a recorded space, but
you are weird. That's why I choose.
He asked me to explain this part. So listen, it literally took 9 months for the devs to produce this breeder.
9 months.
This got a little weird. Okay, back up here. So if you have your Shiba Doge Army NFT, you put them in the Shiba Doge breeder. You could change the weapons. You could change the headgear, if you look at my NFT right now, this is not the NFT itself, right? But you could see some of the attachables that you could do, like the Dogium extractors, some of the headgear. You know, so when you go into this breeder, you can change that Shiba Doge Army NFT to make it your own one of one. So it's an amazing tool. It's an amazing NFT. No longer do you have to stay with what you have. You don't like it, you just change it. It's called EFT. Amazing. Let's go.
Yeah. It's the first time I hear about it. And it's the first time I win something.
Well, so you're lucky. It's amazing. And you're going to also get some Shiba Doge token.
No, no. Don't speak, Jalib. This is the last time I'm taking you with me to another space.
What, you don't want to give it away? This you want to keep it for time. Yourself?
No, she wants the Shiba Doge NFT. That's fine. The second giveaway is going to be a crate plus the Shiba Doge tokens. This is the last time you speak. You see, Aki, what I'm dealing with, man?
Shut up.
This is hard, man.
I'm not getting in the middle of this. I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Yeah, it's a family thing.
I'm the host here, that's it.
Believe, can you explain the crate and what are the chances of what you can get?
It sounds like I need to come into your space more often.
You know it.
Listen, we have this space. I'm calling it Kings of Comedy. I'm the sidekick in there. We have our space every morning at 10 a.m. Central, 11 Eastern. So if you're able to hang out, chill, just have a good laugh.
Yeah, believe. Let's hold on, though. We always warn, though, whatever we say in there, don't take it personal. We joke. We make fun of everybody. So...
Listen, Jolly, these spaces are not recorded. That should be your first hand. Those spaces are not recorded. Oh, you are going to hear something offensive. But believe, please, what are the crates?
The crate's amazing. There's all types of goodies in there. They will include what we call the attachables. So remember, we just talked about the breeder. So the cool thing is that the devs is able to attach all type of things. They've attached gold token to it. They've attached attachables, which are EFTs. So if you have your Shiba Doge Army NFT, you may open that crate and find something that you can attach to your NFT that will make it more valuable. That's it in a nutshell.
It's a lot of things.
What? A lot of things. There's gold token. There's different equipables that you could attach to your personal NFTs. We don't know what's in them. That's why it's called a chest, right? They literally look like a chest. You will have to open them and then discover the treasure that lies within. Let's leave it there.
Can I add one thing to those crates? Either you are going to get some stuff for the Shiba Doge NFT, like pants, shoes, weapons, hair, skin color, or you can get like tokens. It goes from 5,000 worth of gold token to 10 bucks of gold tokens. So you and your luck. If your luck sucks, it's on you. You cannot blame me. I'm just saying.
Right. So I'm going to jump in here, nobody. And what I want to say is that we have about 20 minutes left on this space because I do have something that has to happen after that. So before I turn this over to the gold community to have some trivia, if you're going to have trivia. Because
we're going to go with it today,
Aki. It was good fun. We'll have a fun night another time.
One more thing, Aki. Please, the winners, fine and FX, please DM Aki your wallets and he's going to reach out to me. That's the only way. Do not respond to any DMs. Do not get scammed. And if you have some stuff there and you want to protect yourself, practice. Create a new wallet and send it to Aki. So we suggest thank you.
Open a new wallet that you're going to use for these winnings or whatever you're going to get. So now, should I say this person that wins the crate also get extra? Okay.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
Excellent. That's FX, I think. He will get
FX.
FX. Some tokens, a few tokens, but still, it's tokens. Right. You don't know how tomorrow it's going to be.
Listen, for these tokens, once you hold the Shiba Doge token and you have them, Concrete had mentioned that there is a tax when somebody buys. Part of that tax, 5%, goes in reflection. That means every time somebody buys and you hold
or sell.
Token, you get or sell. I'm getting there. Let me finish. Let the lady finish. If you buy, you get more token. If you sell, you get more token. So it's win-win in either direction. So all you have to do is hold a token to the desired market cap, and you never know where this token can multiply. Every time somebody buys, every time somebody sells, everybody gets 5% reflection. Let's go.
Hey, thank you. I believe in you.
You got pulled in too.
I did. I didn't mean to.
But... Oh my God.
One more victim. So... One more victim.
Oh man. I couldn't help
That's
it.
That's what
it
we do.
Hold off my tongue, man. It's great to have a community here. It's great. I'm so happy to be with the fine community. I'm going to chill right now. But what I want to say is that if you produce these posts, you have to produce a post. I'm going to go back to the giveaway. You have to be a participant. You have to put together a post about fine with our images, with the dog, with the flames. And it has to tag three of your friends or three people that you know on crypto or out of crypto. And you can put things in like, you know, just a statement about fine or, you know, just create a
tweet. Aki, let me cheat. Let me cheat for people. Them. You just meet new friends, people. Tag us.
Yeah. Yeah. And what you can do is also you can send me the link of that post. So you have to post this on your account. And you have to send me the link with your wallet, and I will pick five random participants, okay? Those are the ground rules. And if we don't have enough winners, then we'll save it. We'll roll it over to the next Twitter space. But thank you for listening. And we should start wrapping this up. So, Nobody, what would you like to say? Go ahead.
I want to thank you for making this happen. I was like, yeah, this is the guy. Like we were thinking, I need to say thank you to Believe because she's the one who got with this brilliant idea. Sometimes her brain worked too. I was surprised too, yes. But thank you, Aki, for making this happen. I'm hoping we can do this more often, not just with each other, but like with other communities. Like imagine four other communities with us in the same space. I want to thank King for all he does. But mostly I want to thank CryptoZilla. She's the one, she's a community member, and she's the one who provided us with the giveaway that we were able to give today. So thank you so much. Go ahead, Aki.
And, you know, if you have any words you want to say, please step forward and go ahead, grab the mic, man. We appreciate when you talk.
Hey everyone. Good afternoon. Apologize for being a little late. Was spending a little extra quality time with my family today. But I love the banter. I love the good spirit. This is always what feels home to me. This is always the type of places and people that I like to gravitate towards. I jotted down a few bullets that I wanted to just touch on and expound on a little bit. Is that... Fine really attracted me because of its fundamentals, and those were like, I don't really want to jump in and expound too much there, but Deer Hunter stated that it's just like solid in every way, 100%. What I want to expound on is like, I love our community. And it sounds like a lot like you guys have like that same kind of really high energy, good energy, comedies there. But what I really love about ours specifically is like, yeah, we have that fun. We have that good energy. We have a lot of very smart people. We have some good veterans in our space as well. And I have the mind that I always try to find people that are humble and smart. Those are two attributes that I always look for wherever I go, whoever I talk to, who I have 1,000 questions for. You know, I pride myself on being proficient and competent myself, but I love to learn and I love to ask questions. And so I'm that guy that yeah, I can answer a lot of questions, but I'm never going to stop asking questions myself. And so that's what I really love about our community. I've been growing with them. I've been sharing with them, and it's just a lot of brilliance and fun energy. So I want to keep this brief. Again, I've only been here about 40 minutes, but it's just been very vibrant. And what I would suggest, you guys may have already spoken on this, is just having more collaborations like this. You know, this is really great. And you know, thank you for this bit of time, Aki. That's really all I had to share.
Thank you, FX, and I appreciate the words that you drop. Just like Fine, just like Deer Hunter, just like Crypto Queen, just like Concrete, and the fabulous moderators, Jaliv, believe in us. I believe in you. Sorry, nobody. I appreciate each and every one of you because we all make up good communities and we come together as a global community. We have our own community because there's only 3 to 5% of the global population in crypto. So we are a community all together. You know, and I want to say that make sure you check out Gold, the Twitter account. Make sure you check out the TG. Make sure you check out Fine, the TG, and the Twitter. Please do your own research. Always do your own research. This is an education. This is fun. We're all a community here, you know, and, you know, feel free to reach out with any questions to any of us. And, you know, if you're new in the space, we all can help you. I personally want to make sure that new people don't encounter the same problems that I've had in the space when it comes to rug pulls and scams. So and people trying to separate you from your wallet. I think that's the number one right there. So yeah, please do that. If anybody has anything to say before we close this space out, feel free. Remember, there's one more thing. Remember, there is the participation giveaway, $100 each. You have to put together a post for Fine and also tag 3 friends. Make sure you use hashtags in there and an image of Fine. And I'll turn it over to whoever was speaking.
Yeah, to me, I'm just, this is an invite to all my Gold community members to follow Aki so you get the notification. If he open a space, he does a lot for the crypto space. One more thing I forget about is Sing King is doing a treasure hunt. If you like to have a chance, follow him. One thing I will worry you about, he's from Australia. That's the only bad thing about him. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh my goodness! Here we go again. You know,
guys, you know how
you
got
to join us in our sessions Monday to Friday. You exactly. Hear the craziness we talk about, man. But
if you can take a laugh, join us. If you heard us say something, please tell us. Do not retweet us with the hashtag racist space. Because that happened before, that was weird. listen, Aki. King is from Australia, but he can like imitate people. And then he was doing an Indian accent, and someone heard that, and he goes off on Twitter. Yeah. He was like the racist space and stuff. Please, if you heard us say something, tell us, and we will apologize. We are going to blame Believe for it because she's there.
Oh, not Believe again. I got you, Believe. No problem. You got to.
But thank you. Please follow Aki so you can help the space be safer and better.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate those words. And I appreciate everybody in here who's moderator. I appreciate all the community members. I participate, you know, your participation by coming here. And just think, you know, we grow stronger together. It really what it comes down to. I appreciate Deer Hunter. I appreciate everybody that's spoken, everybody that hasn't spoken. And we have H. Mazzy who wants to speak.
Oh, God help us.
Help us all.
An advice for you, Aki. Don't take her side.
Oh, my God. I know it.
I'm reserving my comment for tomorrow.
So what we're going to do, though, Aki, is maybe, I mean, I know you'll take it back to your community. See how time flies. We've been almost an hour and a half. We'll have a game night another time where we kind of introduce you guys to some of the crazy things we do. But we know we got to respect your time. So thank you, everyone. Really appreciate it. Give your host, co-host, other members a follow. Let's keep growing the space.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. And we're going to close this Twitter space out now. I appreciate this collaboration, man. I had great fun. It makes me feel warm, you know, and, you know, let's look
forward to the future. Too much information, Aki. Too much information, man.
I said warm.
Just missing some oil right now.
I need some
AC. Foreign, man. I'm foreign. My English is limited, so please. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Thank you. So I appreciate everybody here. We're going to definitely close this Twitter space down. Make sure you follow everybody here if you haven't. Make sure you follow nobody. Make sure you follow Gold. Fine. You know, and do your research. This way you're comfortable with everything that you do in this space. And I appreciate everybody here. And good night, man.
Good night, brother.
Thank you, Aki.
Thank you.
Peace. Love.
Peace.
Let's go.
All right.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.